going. We hear it over and over again. People are tired of Justin Trudeau's scandals, yeah. His deficits. Yeah. This election is coming down to a very simple question. Who do you trust to make life more affordable so that you can get ahead? Media in the room, we just took a straw poll, and it's an overwhelming support for Andrew Scheer and the Conservatives. But it is all about trust. And one thing we know after 4 years, especially over the last year, is you can't trust Justin Trudeau. He's not who he says he was. He's not as advertised. It's not just the broken promises. Remember in 2015 when he looked straight down the camera and he looked every Canadian in the eye and he said that he would balance the budget. The budget would balance itself in 2019. Broken promise. We know that massive deficits today mean massive tax hikes tomorrow. When Justin Trudeau doesn't need your vote, but he still needs your money, he's going to raise those taxes. We already know he's going to raise the carbon tax. He's admitted it. His Minister of the Environment had to run away from the media because they're getting too close to the answer about how much it would go up by. We know that his carbon tax is going to go up and add 31 cents a liter to the price of gas. We know it's going to add $1,100 a year to the price of running your home, heating your home, and your utilities. So I've let all my candidates know, all our members of parliament, we all know what job number one will be after this election. The very first piece of legislation that conservatives will vote on will be called an act to repeal the carbon tax. That's right.